Welcome to the British TV Watchlist, the podcast that covers Brit shows worth the binge from an American point of view. We've got insight and analysis into actors, characters, storylines, and entire series. If it's streaming on the telly, we've got thoughts. So pop the kettle on, settle in, and let's get started with another episode of the British TV Watchlist.
I'm your host, Michael T., coming to you from the breezy suburbs of Honolulu, Hawaii, where the mysteries might be warm, but the commentary is always sharp, hopefully, and hopefully enlightening for you. Today, we're heading to the rolling hills of 1950s Cotswolds, where danger politely knocks over a teacup before committing murder. That's right, we're talking about Father Brown, the long-running BBC series starring the very flexible, versatile actor Mark Williams. Let's dig into the cassock, the crimes, and the curious charm that keeps us coming back. First off, who is Father Brown? He's not your typical television sleuth, no trench coat, no tortured backstory that we know of anyway, no whiskey tumbler on a disheveled desk. What you get instead is a soft-spoken, sharp-eyed Catholic priest who solves crimes often at the dismay of the local constabulary and where there's always a mix of moral clarity and good old-fashioned curiosity. Father Brown stars Mark Williams. You may remember him as Arthur Weasley in the Harry Potter movies. Williams gives Father Brown such a warm conviction that you almost forget he's knee-deep in blackmail and body counts in most episodes. The best part, Brown's not there to punish or dole out Hail Marys. He is there mostly to understand and, if possible, redeem. He doesn't carry a gun. I mean, he's a Catholic priest. He carries grace and occasionally a little mischief, maybe more than some would want. Now, a detective is only as interesting as the people orbiting him, and season one of Father Brown has got a lively galaxy about it. You've got Mrs. McCarthy, the church secretary, who's always part moral compass, part busybody. There's Lady Felicia, the flamboyant aristocrat who may or may not be bored with her marriage and definitely knows how to make an entrance. And then there's Inspector Valentine, the poor man stuck trying to do police work while Father Brown is gently bulldozing over his crime scenes. Their chemistry is what gives the show its rhythm, the comic relief, social friction, the occasional moment of tenderness. It's less of a murder mystery and more of a village you want to gossip with. How about the setting of Father Brown? The show is filmed in the Cotswolds, a stunningly green postcard perfect slice of rural England. Gonna have to put it on a bucket list to travel to. The show is set in the fictional village of Kembleford. Every episode is bathed in soft golden light, as if death is just another afternoon inconvenience. The contrast is half the fun. Someone's been poisoned in the vicarage, but have you seen the rose garden? In many ways, Father Brown defines the cozy mystery tradition. Small town, average citizens going about their average routines, and never any gore. But don't let the bunting and bird songs fool you. There's plenty of betrayal, faith, and greed. Each episode unfolds like a well-written sermon, crossed with a Sherlock Holmes short story. A crime occurs, usually with plenty of motives on display. Father Brown gathers clues, not just through observation, but through conversation as well. There's a red herring or two, and eventually a confrontation that ends not in a courtroom, but in a moment of reflection. And then the police descend, and all is well. The formula works, and it's also comforting in the way that familiar rituals can be. You want the reveal, you expect the confession, and somehow you still don't see it coming, but you keep guessing until Father Brown has that aha moment and solves the puzzle. Now, let's get philosophical just for a second. The show isn't just about catching the culprit. It's about what happens next. One of the things I really admire about the show is that Father Brown gives people, not just criminals, but victims too, the space to be human. He is, after all, a priest. But his allowances are carried out to a fault sometimes. In life, we expect clergy to hold a hard line as far as our behavior goes. Father Brown will often bend the rules himself, such as stealing official evidence from a crime scene in order to prove someone's innocence. And that's why he's always running afoul of the police. He figures out who did it, but he also wants to understand why. And sometimes that why is more important than the punishment. And more often than not, he gives the culprits an opportunity to repent and redeem themselves with God. Come clean, yet face the music. When was the last time you saw that on American TV? Almost never, certainly not in recent memory. If you're enjoying the British TV watch list and want to help keep the clues coming, consider supporting us on Patreon at British TV Watchlist. Your support keeps the episodes flowing, the research sharp, and the kettle warm. As a patron, you'll receive shout-outs during future episodes, and you'll live with the quiet satisfaction of helping this cozy corner of British TV fandom thrive. We'll make sure each episode arrives like a perfectly brewed pot of Earl Grey, complete with a plot twist. Thank you for helping us solve the mysteries together. To join the case, visit patreon.com/British TV Watchlist. Okay, let's talk craft. Father Brown isn't flashy. It doesn't need to be. It's solid. It strikes a light, warm tone in every episode. There's the understated music. I would argue it's got to be one of the best theme songs for any British TV show. The theme song was composed by Debbie Wiseman. And here's something to listen to the next time you catch a Father Brown episode. Listen carefully to the music throughout the show. Every music interlude is just a variation of the Father Brown theme song. Check that out. The costumes accurately depict the mid-century 1950s lifestyle. Gentlemen wore suits and ties back then. Ladies donned dresses that accentuated their hourglass figures, but you also have conservative floral patterns that Mrs. McCarthy wears. One look and you know which decade you're watching, for sure. If you've been skimming the Father Brown shelf on BritBox and wondering whether it's worth a watch, my recommendation is go for it. One of the best indicators of the quality of a TV show is its longevity. It's not a foolproof theory, but I'll still bank on it. And I know there are scores of TV shows, British or otherwise, that were excellent but lasted only a season or two. Father Brown has been solving mysteries in Kembleford since 2013. Now, the show has so many things going for it. It's got solid cases. It's solid from the start, really. Season 1, Episode 1 hits the ground running. The episode is called The Hammer of God. Now, my theory... I'm still working on this one, but my theory about TV shows is that episode 1 is the worst of season 1, even though it's often the pilot episode where they're trying to put their best foot forward. Episode 1 of Father Brown is excellent, and it sets the tone and the bar for the rest of the series. There's character development. Lady Felicia is posh and snooty, yet somehow likable. Maybe we feel for her because she's in a passionless marriage with a husband who pays her little attention. Mrs. McCarthy is at once irritating and lovable. And Sid is the brother you're glad you never had, but you're also thankful he's ready, willing, and able, and he's always got your back. And there's consistency. Every show feels just like the next episode and the last episode. Father Brown is the kind of show that doesn't scream for your attention, but you notice it anyway. There's a warmth that permeates the entire series, even in the midst of murder. Father Brown may not kick down doors, but he sure knows how to open them with a warm, inviting, forgiving spirit. It is the quintessential cozy mystery. So that's it for this episode. Until next time, cheers!
The British TV Watchlist is written and produced by Michael T. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Speculation and opinion powered by caffeine and curiosity. For more clever takes and cold cases, remember to subscribe, like, and share. Keep the mystery and the moxie rolling. All rights reserved. Copyright 2025 Michael T. Media.